Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, I'm not feeling great, so please tell people how to get a hold of us.
Oh, no. Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And if you listen to the main show, you probably heard us talking about all the cans of spam we got today. And I've always wanted to try spam, but cooked. And it tasted good. The texture was what killed me. So my stomach is not happy with me right now.
Gross.
Yeah, just be happy you're a vegetarian, Sarah.
Yeah, I had a great excuse not to eat it.
Right?
I'm surprised you even were like intrigued about it, because to me, even I don't know, vegetarian or not, it looks absolutely nasty.
Well, I've seen some, like, they call it musubi, which is like, it almost looks like a sushi. So you have like your rice, your little like kind of square of rice, and then you have your little cooked, like they sear it so it's nice and fried up, piece of spam, and then they wrap it in seaweed.
Oh, yeah, they're really popular in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen
it's
them.
Like a little snack.
And my roommates made them, like my old roommate has made them before, and they looked really, really good. Yeah, I need to wait a while before I can try it. Cooked.
Yeah, maybe so. When it's with like the other stuff too, it's not as intense.
Yeah. So if I decide, you know what, we're going to cut it short, that might happen today.
Or if you decide to puke, that's fine too. I'll be here with you, helping you along. I'll tie your hair back.
Like
just
a real
talking
friend.
About it.
Oh, it's like when you're hungover and people keep mentioning different types of alcohol. You're like,
yeah. Yeah. You just think about it and your mouth waters, but waters not in a good way.
Mm-mm. Anywho, speaking of mouth watering, you had fun this weekend.
I did. Yeah. Kind of a little like surprise. Kind of date, double date night. I had
and
plans.
Staycation-ish?
Yeah, kind of a nice little staycation. I had friends with two of my friends to go out kind of like on a double date, mm-hmm. sort of. And we were going to go out on Cap Hill, which we ended up doing, which I went to the garage and I haven't been to the garage in years.
Oh, that place is fun.
Yeah, we bowled, we played pool, we played ping pong, we played Jenga, like we did all the things there. We were pretty much almost there the entire night. But my fiance was like, well, why don't we just get a room down there? Because I for sure was like, okay, we have to Uber both mm-hmm. ways. We're not driving. Mm-hmm. I hate driving in the city anyway, and I suck at parallel parking. So even if I wasn't planning on drinking, I wouldn't want to drive. But I was like, we're probably both going to drink, you know? So we ended up getting a hotel room right next to the garage.
Perfect.
It's like Silver Cloud, I think. And it has Jimmy's, like the restaurant right at the bottom. Yeah, mm-hmm. like the really, it's just like right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we ended up having like a little staycation.
Ooh. Did you guys share the hotel with your friends or was
Hell
it just you
no.
two? I wasn't
it was just
sure.
Us. I mean, we brought like enough alcohol in case like we wanted to stay out late and then the bars closed and everyone wanted to come back or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it didn't turn into that, which was totally fine.
What time did you pack it in? Like at 2?
No, we checked in at 3, which I love that check-in was at 3 and check-out was at noon, mm-hmm. which even just like an extra hour, because mm-hmm. a lot of times I feel like it's 4 and 11.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I loved it. But then we started drinking at like 4
yeah.
and then we met up with everyone at 5 p.m.
So maybe 11?
Yeah, maybe like 11, maybe close to midnight. Yeah. And I was very tired. I was like, wow, I haven't had one of these nights and in a while. But yeah, it was super, super fun. And then every time, I don't know why, but even like a staycation or like a real vacation, mm-hmm. every time we like check out of a hotel room, I get kind of sad, you know,
yeah.
like, oh, it's like over, like fun time's over. Like now it's time to go home. Even though in this situation, it was like home is like
15 minutes away.
Yeah. But I was still like, damn, it's a bummer. But then I remembered this weekend, we're actually going down to San Jose to celebrate one of my friend's dirty 30s.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, this makes me feel better. Like in a week, we'll be in like another hotel room and like in a different state that's hopefully like a little sunnier.
Right.
But yeah, so it was a really fun kind of like
impromptu.
Yes, which I'm not ever really good at and would have never done if, I mean, J-Rub's did the whole thing. Let's get real.
Yeah, because I'm picturing you like in that moment trying to find a hotel room, like stressing out.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. Nope. I mean, unless I'm like drunk, then maybe I'd be like, let's have a hotel room. But like sober, I'd be like, no, like, let's not. Like, we're not that far away from home. Like, come on. But
it's
yeah,
fun. It was super, treat yourself.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
I love it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. What about you? How was your weekend?
It's one of those, like, I only remember Monday because we had Monday off. Oh, so Saturday. Oh, Saturday I did end up meeting up with the old roommates. Sorry.
You're like, what did I owe?
Well, like, I feel, because I just remember Sunday, I was like, I just kind of want to chill out. And I wasn't sure if my mom needed me to babysit my brother. And surprise, surprise, I wake up at 11 and my mom's like, I'm here with the kid.
Wow. She didn't even like give you a heads up.
She did, but I passed out again.
Oh, you
were so just, I was like, hey, I hope not. At like, you know, talking. I'm like, no response.
Yeah. And then knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. Hey. And I was like, nope, I can't be upset. But the day before I got to meet up with the old roommates. I haven't seen them in forever. Because it used to be, so it was like Tahiti, Steve, Melissa, who used to be on the podcast, and myself all lived together. And then when we moved to our Greenwood townhouse many a years ago, Melissa's boyfriend basically moved in with us too, because he'd rather stay at our place than where he was staying at.
Hope he was help paying.
Oh, hell yeah, he was. Even when he was paying for the other place, like, he'd chip in. Like,
oh,
he was that cool of a dude. And then eventually, I think he like moved over full time with us.
So then he really must be paying.
Right. Until they ended up getting their own place. But it's we would do everything together. So we would come home at like on the weekends, we'd maybe just start drinking, play board games. We'd sometimes get like, it's funny because like we can do one, or we joke that now that we're older, we can only do one or the other. We're either going to karaoke or we're playing board games, but we can't do both. Because by the time we're done playing board games, we're all just, we want to go home. We want to go to bed.
You're over it.
Yeah. And like we got together at a friend's house who I met through Melissa, and we like, luckily their place is in Everett, so it was like a nice middle ground
for everyone.
Uh-huh. And it's one of those, like, you don't really realize how much you miss people, like certain people in your life, until you see them again.
Oh, and it was like the that for you.
It was just like we're all hugging, we're like, I missed you.
Oh, so it was like the old times, like nothing changed.
Yeah. And it was super nice. Everyone brought food. We were snacking. Their friends are super cool. I got to meet them at Melissa's wedding, and they're really, really sweet people. So shout out to them. But
so you guys are going to hang out more?
Yeah, we actually.
With Vicky getting more social this year?
Yes. Actually, we did schedule a day for February.
Good.
So it'll be like towards the end of the month, because I have plans this weekend. Then next weekend's my cousin's wedding.
Can't believe it's already.
Right. And then the next following weekend is like my dad, his birthday's on the 16th, and that's like the 19th is that Saturday or Friday or something. So we might do something. But my dad's getting carpal tunnel surgery next week.
Oh, that's so fun. Right before his birthday.
Yeah. So he will have a month off.
Oh, well, actually, that is fun.
Yeah. But yeah, I think he's doing both wrists
at the same time.
I don't remember.
Dude, he's going to need so much help.
Yeah. So, yay.
Yay. Are your plans sometime this month on the weekend hanging out with what's his face?
Yeah, we're trying to try like either Friday or Sunday, depending on if I can get my mom to work Saturday. That way I can watch my brother Saturday and then I have Sunday off. We were talking about going craft store, you know, shopping.
Oh, really? Is he into that?
Mm-hmm.
What's his face is this guy that Vicky went on a date with a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know his name, and we haven't thought of a nickname for him yet. Yeah. So his name is What's His Face right now.
I'm okay with that. I don't know if he listens, so I'm also being very vague.
Wait, a craft? Is he into crafts?
Yeah, he's into crafts.
Hey, dude, this is perfect for you.
It's awesome. Whoa. So I'm constantly like, he'll send me pictures of what he's working on. I'll send him pictures of what I'm working on. But we talk like every day.
Oh my gosh, this is a match made in heaven. He likes crafts. This is crazy.
It's like, come into my craft room.
Yeah, which is my office. You don't even have to go to like a craft store because you pretty much have one in your house.
Yeah.
What do you want? Vicky's got it.
Want to make jewelry? Want to make tumblers? Want to make this, that, whatever.
What are you guys going to make? Are you guys going to make something separate? Or are you guys?
Well, we were talking about just like browsing the different craft stores and seeing what we see.
Oh, and maybe like think, oh, let's make this.
Yeah,
let's,
something.
Whoa, let's cover our bodies in glitter. Let's bedazzle her.
I actually have so much glitter right now.
Yeah, well, be careful. That could get in places that would not be fun.
No, it would not. But on Monday, we had off, and I had a bunch of errands. I actually did go to the craft store while I was killing time, because I had to kill time between like
two
appointments.
She's got problems. You got problems.
Well, like in the morning, it was the only appointment available for that day. Like I went and donated blood. Because right now the blood banks are they're in dire need of blood donations right now.
Oh.
Blood, they need plasma, and they also need platelets. Which
there's not enough people donating?
Yes, and they just ran low and COVID made it hard to come and donate. And platelets, which I'm still not 100% sure what it is. I need to look more into it. The thing with when you donate platelets, it takes a lot longer. So when I donated blood, the actual time where I was donating was 6 minutes.
Oh, they just suck it out of you.
Yeah, it was real quick. I think it took longer to do all the paperwork and stuff. But if you donate platelets, it's many, many hours. And I saw
some platelets part of your blood?
I think so. Oh. I mean, I could look it up, I guess.
Interesting.
But he said that takes many, many hours. But the problem with donating platelets is that it's only good for 5 to 7 days.
Wow. So they have to find someone that needs it really quick.
Right. So that might be something I look into also doing, because you can donate every week. And I think with blood, at least when I was looking back into my account, through the Bloodworks website.
Yeah.
I think I can't donate again until the end of next month.
Interesting. Because they don't want you to lose that much blood.
Yeah. I think you can only donate so much. I don't know.
You must be totally fine with needles and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people, I think it's funny when people who have a bunch of tattoos and piercings are scared of needles.
Yeah.
It is a different experience. I can't look at it going in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I wouldn't be afraid of, getting a tattoo, but, and I'm not necessarily afraid of, getting my blood drawn, but, it's not something I'm like, oh, let me go do this, right? I do it because I have to do it sometimes.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I used to donate blood all the time in high school. Once you turn, 16 or 17, as long as you had parent permission, they would do blood drives.
Oh, right.
And you can go in and you could donate blood, and I always wanted to do that. But then when I turned 18, I started getting tattoos, and I was always under the impression that you can't donate if you've gotten a tattoo. And there are some states that are a little bit more weird about it. And I think maybe back then they probably made that rule and it's changed over time. Some might say, well, if you've gotten a tattoo in the last 3 months, you can't donate or whatever, especially. And they won't let you donate if you got a tattoo at your house or something like that. If you go to a reputable.
Even still now?
Well, yeah, because if you tattoo yourself, you don't know what's going on. Or if somebody, you go to someone's garage, it's not a reputable place that is cleaning their materials. And I worked at a tattoo shop, so I know.
Oh, I never even knew anything about the tattoo thing.
Oh, yeah.
So do they ask you if you've ever tattooed yourself or had a friend tattoo you?
They ask about if you've gotten a tattoo in the last few months. And then when I was there, he asked, I mentioned, oh, yeah, so this is this. And oh, yeah, no, as long as you didn't do it yourself, you went to a reputable place. And I said, yes. But they do test your blood after you donate it to make sure it's fine.
Oh, so they take it before they even test it. So you could have you could have gotten it taken and then it'd be sketchy.
Right. And they'd let me know hey, maybe you know, this is going on with you. You need to get it checked out. They do poke your finger and you get tested to see. I knew this in high school. I don't know if it's still the same thing, but they take a little sample from your finger. If you were a diabetic and you had to do the little tester.
Yeah, the sugar.
It's a little drop of blood and I think they test to see if you're anemic or anything. Because I
feel like that should be the test for everything. They should test for everything right then and there.
I feel like machines only can do so much.
Oh, that sucks if you get your blood drawn and then they can't use any of it.
I mean, it's fine.
Well, that's very nice of you.
So this is what the platelet donation is, according to the Red Cross. It says platelet donation's a little different than a regular whole blood donation, which is what I did, a whole blood donation. They cannot be given at a blood drive. Platelet donations use a machine to extract your platelets and then returns the rest of your blood to your body.
Whoa.
So from start to finish, it takes about 3 hours to donate platelets.
So platelets are something in your blood.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like plasma something in your blood.
Wow, but then they put the blood back in your body.
I was watching some people, they were donating platelets. Well, I assumed it was platelets because I've never seen machines like that. The machines kind of look like if you've ever watched a TV show where the person was getting kidney dialysis. Mm. Or if you've ever actually seen somebody get kidney dialysis in real life. It kind of looked like that because the machine was just kind of spinning around. Looks like it was kind of going back and forth, transferring stuff.
Wow, that's so trippy.
It was crazy. The guy was just sitting there watching
a show on his phone. So do you think you'll do that?
Yeah, if I have, if I can find a good block of time, because you have to schedule your appointments right now.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Well, so especially because they're so long anyway.
Right. So if I can find one that works with my schedule, I'll definitely do that, because I think I can donate platelets immediately, or at least next week.
Yeah, if the blood like gets back into you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So yeah, I feel like
it's like charity work.
Kind of.
But like
there's some people that will go through places
like
to get paid.
Work?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can go and get paid for your plasma, like $40 or something, and you can do all these things. But I'm like, this was just so easy to just make an appointment and do it. And I mean,
and did you just like randomly think about it, or did you wake up on Monday and was like, I want to give my blood today?
No, I made the appointment like a few days prior.
Oh, because it seems so random.
Well, I was reading an article about how, and a few people that are like in the medical field that I'm friends with have posted like, hey, if you are able to, please donate blood because they really need it. So it's like that plea, like, please help us. And I used to donate blood all the time. So I said, if I'm eligible, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
And it was like super close to where I was going anyway. So I'm like, it's not, again, why wouldn't I?
I feel like it'd be like one of those things where like you see like the vans or whatever that mm-hmm. like are like donating. It would be like
the blood drives.
Yeah, the blood drive. And be like, oh, okay, sure. Take my blood. Why not? Okay. You know, but like I would never think about like, I'm going to schedule it right now type of thing.
I mean, some people do schedule their like, hey, I'm going to go to a soup kitchen. I'm going to go do this and that, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like especially if you have a fairly busy schedule or a weird work life, this is a nice way to contribute.
Wow. On your day off, you gave blood.
Well, I had a doctor's appointment after the fact too. So, but like I had an hour to kill. So that's how I ended up at the craft store. Because it was like right
next to
And
you had to treat yourself after a doctor's appointment and donating blood, girl.
Oh, but then I had to get a different shot for like, you know, just your regular shots you get and I get home. My mom's like, hey, do you want to go get lunch? I'm like, okay, I probably should eat. And then my dad, he ended up not going into work on Monday because he had to go get stuff done before a surgery, like his pre-surgery appointment, I guess.
Pre-op, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we all had lunch together, which was super nice. And my dad's like, hey, let's go drink. Let's go do something. I'm like, I can't drink today, Dad.
Let's go drink.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll get wasted.
Dad, he's my kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I just kind of want to go home and lay down. And yeah,
I don't want to do anything.
Oh, man, that nap was glorious. But I've been kind of sluggish the last few days, so.
Yeah, I was going to say good for you. Dude. After my booster shot, which was like a week and a half ago, I'm like, I don't want to do anything right now. Like, I don't want no needles in me. I don't want anything to be injected in me, taken out of me. Like, yeah. I call myself a booster baby. That's what I was. I was a booster baby.
I still got a bruise from my booster.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I'd be like, oh, yeah, let me go do all these things right now to my body. Because my body was like, oh, what is going on? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Honestly, though, this whole process, like, this week was a lot easier than the booster for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm surprised. Well, I'm surprised you even, like, scheduled all of this. Like, I wouldn't. Give me a hotel room. I'm like, that's my kind of weekends right now.
All right, we do got to move on because we need to talk about what we talked about last week.
Okay.
So we basically had a whole conversation or multiple conversations dealing with engagement rings or rings and everything, right?
Yes.
And one of the conversations was an "Am I the a-hole?" from a listener, your buddy James.
Yes, James.
Basically, what he was asking was that him and his wife remarried. They had, you know, they renewed their vows, and his grandmother gave them a ring to use for the event. Like, she said, I want you to have this, use this for your wedding.
Yeah.
This ring was specifically given to her by her husband 71 years ago. And damn. So they had the wedding, but his grandma has since, a few weeks ago, passed away at the age of 93. But now his uncle and mother both want part of the ring. So the mom wants the engagement ring and the uncle wants the wedding band. And they both were at the wedding and they fully know that the grandmother gave them the ring to give to the wife. And this was a huge part of the ceremony. Like, she gave us these rings.
Gave James the rings to give to his wife. Yeah.
And they're saying, well, since she already has a ring from the first wedding, there's no need for her to have this ring from the grandma since it's a family heirloom. It shouldn't be on her finger, even though she is his wife and that makes her family, right?
Right. Well, so he's, in my opinion.
Yeah. So he's like, am I the a-hole for not wanting to give the rings back? And so we had a bunch of questions. But for the most part, we were like, yeah, you're not the a-hole. But we did have more questions and he did answer.
Okay.
Your buddy James here with some answers to your questions. One, Sarah, I do not have a good relationship with my mom or uncle. Mm. They didn't want anything to do with me after I chose to stay with my dad when the divorce happened. Mm. Two, the history of the ring is quite long. It was a ring my great-great-grandparents had made from a famous jewelry maker in the late 1500s. I have documents proving it's the same ring. It has since been passed down through my family since then. So now that it has skipped my mother and uncle, they are wanting to sue to get the rings.
What?
But since we have it on tape, my grandmother taking the ring off and giving it to us, clearly voicing she wants her wants, they don't really have ground to stand on. My grandma left them both over $800,000 each.
What?
In the will, and left her a portion of the family home to me and my wife since we bought it from her last year.
Aww.
And here is the biggest update. My mom and uncle want the ring because it's valued at almost $11 million.
Oh, James, can I have the ring? Oh, but wait.
So you're buying dinner, right? Is what you're saying.
Wait, can I talk to your wife real quick? Can I be your second wife? Hold up.
It's not because of the care of the diamond or even the quality of the gold, but because of who made it and how old it is. And yes, it's on my wife's finger, and her old wedding ring and engagement ring are now in a safety deposit box.
Woo!
Part two to the update.
Oh.
Me and my wife have been married for 10 years, remarried on our 10th anniversary, and we also have three kids together. My mom loves my wife, even though I don't have a good relationship with my mom. We also promised my grandma that we would never sell the ring and continue the family tradition of passing it down through the men of our family. For more background, we moved to the States because late 2019, my grandma was about to file bankruptcy. So me and my wife agreed to buy the family home and leave her name on it as part owner because all she wanted was to be in the house for the rest of her life.
Aww.
Then we negotiated the sale of the 180 acres of farmland to a longtime family friend. He's a big farmer in the area, so she was saved from losing it all to creditors. So when we then helped her pay off all her debts with the money we bought. We bought the house and with more out of our own paychecks.
So so nice.
So they did a lot to help the grandmother in her time of need. And this was her way of saying thank you, it seems like. And also, it's hopefully going to be passed on. Like, he's got kids, so it's going to get passed on through the family for many more generations. But that's really crappy. Like, they got, both mother and uncle got $800,000 through her will, and they still want this ring.
Well, I mean, $800,000 ain't nothing compared to $11 million.
It just shows how greedy people are.
That is crazy. And that is crazy if they're going to sue you. I honestly would, dude, if they say they are, just
bring it.
Okay, do it. Why not? My thing, though, is it is a little worrisome that, like, your wife and your mom have such a good relationship. Like, that's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like this very well may ruin it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to ruin the relationship. I worry that, like, the mom might try to, like, guilt your wife into giving it up. Like, I don't know.
For sure.
I don't know your wife's personality. Sure. So I'm like, for me, like, if I was definitely in the wife's situation, I would feel very guilty, especially if I was friends with the mom, I was cool with the mom, and she'd try to, like, guilt me into giving it back.
Yeah, that's a very, very difficult situation for her to be put in. But if she is very much, she wants the ring, she feels like, you know, it belongs to both of you. I definitely think you guys should stand your ground.
And
also very curious, because he said he has three kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking if they were all boys and that's why you'd pass it down to your son, or if there was a girl in there, would you pass it down to your daughter?
I guess it really depends, because honestly, a lot of people aren't really getting married nowadays.
Yeah, but I would always think, like, the daughter would get it.
I think he'd have to give it to the, what's it called?
Or the one who first fiance. Gets married?
Yeah, I guess that could be the race, but then...
Oh, how do you choose between your three kids?
Like, if you do the whoever gets married first, but don't tell them the value of the ring. I mean, I'm just speculating on basic humans, but they might be awesome kids, so maybe they wouldn't dare think of selling the ring.
Oh, I hope would not, but still, even if you're not going to sell the ring, you would still want it.
My thing is, if I was the one that got the ring, I would be so nervous wearing it.
So nervous. I would literally never take it off.
I would either never take it off, like glue it to my finger. Like, I don't care how swollen I get. Like, it's never coming off. Or I would just put that one in the safety deposit box. I'd be too scared.
Yeah. I know. But then it's like, it's just chilling in the safety deposit box. Like, mm-hmm. It's getting more value probably, but then,
right.
You know.
I know, it's that weird.
Worn.
Honestly, though, I will say, because I've also been reading a lot of Am I the A-holes lately, which I can bring up briefly, one that I read. If you guys invite your family over or you're hanging out, please watch that Ring Like a Hawk.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it should always be on her finger. I know, I was thinking about that, too. Like, even when, like, I got engaged or, like, when you see people with, like, big rings, I'm like, wow, like, her left hand is probably worth more than, like, my entire life ever will be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised we don't hear more criminals just, like, chop off the middle finger of, I mean, ring finger of the left hand. I know that sounds really gruesome, but I'm like, wow, that'd be a great, like, scheme. Because that, just that little piece of jewelry, mm-hmm. like, depending on who it is, can be worth so much.
Although, I've watched a few shows and stuff talking about the diamond industry and how, because there is one company that owns, basically, it has a monopoly over all the diamonds in the world.
All of them?
Basically. Like,
woo.
A good percentage of all the diamonds that are being sold, diamonds aren't rare. People think they're rare or they're expensive because they are rare, but they're very, very common, very easy to find, especially now since you can get them lab grown. But they're really expensive. And the only reason they're really expensive is because it's like one company is really just in charge of all of it, making it that expensive.
Yeah, but still they're that expensive that you could easily resell them.
But no, even then, like reselling them, like somebody, they did a whole study on this. This guy wrote a book on it. He went and bought like thousands of dollars worth, like a ring, and then went to a pawn shop and went to multiple pawn shops the next day and would barely give him anything.
Really?
Like to resell it is so difficult unless you are a jewelry store.
Can you resell it to a jewelry store?
Would give you like a fraction of it.
Still a fraction of $11 million.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking of like a $4,000 ring.
Yeah.
Like you'd only get like maybe not even $1,000 like the next day. Like that's what makes it that ridiculous.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
So like maybe that's also why it's not worth it. Plus, a lot of the times they have, I don't want to say tracking, but I think there's some diamonds where they're able to like inscribe stuff on the inside. So if you try to pawn it or someone finds it.
Oh, you have to wait like a certain amount of time because like if you go to the cops and say your diamond ring got stolen, they will like search and put like a thing out there to all like the stores being like, yo, look out for this diamond. But then after a certain amount of time, then they don't pay attention anymore, and then they can go to the pawn shop and do it.
But don't be diamond thieves, people.
Don't do it.
But the Am I the A-hole, the too long didn't read version of the story I read, was there is this woman who had her own place. I think she bought her apartment or house, and her boyfriend moved in, and the mom was always snooping around. I think they were fiancés about to get married. The mom would always snoop, quote unquote, trying to find or clean or help or whatever. Uh-huh. So her friend and her got tipsy one night off of wine and decided to write a bunch of notes, like passive aggressive notes, like, hey, you were snooping, you found me, like on the notes, different ones, and put them all around hiding in things, right?
Yeah.
And so then the mom found them. Like, even though this is not even her son's house, it's technically her son's fiance's house. And then complained to the son saying, hey, you know, this was so rude of her, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so the son's mom was the one that was snooping around.
Yes.
Oh.
She complains to the son, and then the son, her fiance, then complains to her. It's like, that was very passive aggressive, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, then why was she snooping?
Well, did she tell the mom in the first place to stop snooping?
I think they kind of like made a mention. I think she's like, can you tell your mom to knock it off? He's like, well, I'm just used to it. You'll get used to it, too. Yeah.
No, that's weird. That's weird even if it was their place together.
Yeah.
That's like an invasion of privacy.
It's like, well, if she found the notes meant for her, then that's on her.
Well, and I get too, like, she might feel awkward having a conversation with her, but like the fact that she told her fiance to tell his mom that she should stop, like, if that happened and then she didn't, or if it didn't happen, then I would just get more. She's lucky there were just notes she found.
Right.
And it sounded like they were nice-ish
They were, like,
notes.
Goofing on her. little bit. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Ew, like, was she going in drawers and stuff? That's weird.
Yeah, just some people are snoops. Although, have you seen a picture? I kind of want to do this if I ever have a house party in the near future.
Do it! Well, but you've been telling about your house party for 2 years, 8 years, four years.
But I don't have a medicine cabinet.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't. I just realized none of my bathrooms have actual medicine cabinets. But what people would do if they have like the glass like mirror that opens up into a medicine cabinet.
Yeah,
would,
like the very old school ones.
Some people just go in there because they're snooping or whatever. Like, you're washing your hands, you're peeing or whatever. You're like, ah, da-da-da-da, what's in here? And so they would put, like, a mini bar in there. It's like, have a shot and sign your name because you found the mini bar.
Oh, my God. I love that idea so much.
And the picture I saw, it was so sad. It's like, nah, nobody either admitted to signing either admitted to snooping or nobody found it.
Wow. See, it's so weird for me because I would never think, and I'm like a pretty curious person, I would say, but I would never think about going in someone's medicine drawer. Mm-hmm. Like, or you know, that's, I mean, I feel unless like I cut myself. Oh, I wonder if they have a Band-Aid
or aspirin.
Or like, yeah. Or something. But I would never think there was anything exciting. And okay. So what if there's like prescription? I don't care.
Yeah.
Like either you're my true homie and I know what's happening or like, I don't know you that well and I don't care. Like, and I'm not going to steal your stuff. That's crazy. I don't know what you're on. You know, these could be labeled wrong. Who knows?
Right. It just reminds me.
I love that idea. I would totally do that.
Do you have a medicine cabinet in your...
I do upstairs, but it would be all of BJ's friends. Like, he would be like, why is there alcohol in the bathroom? It's like,
why wouldn't there be?
Make your bathroom experience more fun. Take a shot.
It's That's like, you have cute. Found the secret mini bar. Drink a shot and sign the book. And they have all kinds. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dude, so many options.
Right? That's so cute.
You should just have like a little, like, just kind of make your own. That should be your craft project. Make something that look like it could be like a medicine cabinet.
Or like a decoration and see if people get curious.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what the decoration could be that would get people curious enough to open.
Ooh, now I'm like, maybe something that says like, don't open me. Trick them. Ooh, now I'm just going to go through all of your crap when I come over. Because I'm like, where's the mini bar?
You're
like,
it's downstairs with the regular bar.
Yeah, I didn't make it, bitch.
It's like, not yet. Jesus, I have a million other hyperfixations I need to get through.
Dude, but this mini bar is a good one.
Right. We got to figure something out. Let me think on it. If you guys have any suggestions on how I can do this, I don't want to actually put a medicine cabinet thing in my bathroom.
Because I think that'd be weird if there wasn't one already there.
Yeah. Also, because I really like I have one of those round circle mirrors in my main bathroom downstairs where most people use.
It would ruin the feng shui.
I would ruin my feng shui. So I would love your suggestions. But I did want to talk about this because it cracked me up and it made me think of Sarah.
Oh, okay.
So Sarah, you have an iPhone, correct?
I do.
I do too. And every now and then we get updates. So the newest iOS, it's 15.4. We are getting some new emojis. We usually do every so often.
Oh, yay. I hope I actually remember to update my phone to get these new emojis because I love emojis.
Can your phone actually handle a new update? Is it that old?
Dude, it's that old.
Yeah.
It's struggling to even like take a picture, really. Girl. It like takes a moment to like process. I think it's an 8 or a legit 8S or whatever the hell.
Yeah, it might be time to upgrade because we're at 13 now.
Oh, so many.
You don't even have to go to 13. Just get,
we count so high.
Just get a 10 or an 11.
I know, you said, what's this 15.5 update or something?
I'm like, 15.4,
I wonder what update mine is on.
But Mashable did a list of the horniest new emojis in iOS 15.4.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is like horny... new that's not emojis supposed to be horny.
Yeah, like that you can use for dirty stuff, like your eggplant, your peach, I guess.
The drip.
The drips, sweat. The sweat, yeah.
The taco.
A taco, a beaver.
A beaver.
A burrito.
I've never used that one.
I never.
The melons.
A cat. Oh, I never used the melon.
I never used the cat either.
I might have used a cat once.
I'm pretty basic with my peach and my eggplant, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a taco. So I'm like, what do we got? What's going on?
Oh, okay.
So the first one, and I sent you the link so you could also see the pictures.
All right.
The first one is very Sarah.
Oh, yeah?
It is a lip bite.
Oh, hell yeah.
It is basically the standard lips that you that are on the different emoji ones. But it's,
yeah, when you like type in kiss,
mm-hmm.
it comes up. But this one's biting.
But it's not like an actual, because there's one that like I feel looks like an actual kiss mark. And then there's the one with lips. Yeah.
Yeah, the mwah is the kiss mark. I know this because I use them.
Yes. This one's the actual lips where you can kind of see the teeth, but they're biting their lip.
Yeah, it's looks like pretty sexy.
It's like, hey,
if an emoji could turn you on, this is doing it for me.
This basically means like, you know, tell me more. Hey, get me there.
Bite my lip.
The next one is an emoji with a melting face.
Okay, now I'm looking at this one right now. This one does not look sexy to me at all.
I don't think it's so much that it looks sexy. I think it's what it could imply. Because for me, I can think of it used in two ways. One sexy, one not. And it's like, you're so hot, I'm melting.
Okay.
Or the other one is like, oh my God, that metal band just melted my face off.
Yeah, I was thinking of like a candle. It looks like a candle that's melting all over. maybe all over my body.
That could be too. I was just thinking, you're so hot.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know if I'll ever use that one.
I mean, I feel like I will definitely use something like kind of like the mind blown, the head explosion.
Yeah.
I could maybe use it in a similar context, but I don't know if I'll use it maybe in a...
Like as a head explosion?
Like something. Like, so head explosion's like, oh my God, mind blown. Or
mind blown.
I feel like I would use this more of, oh my God, this song is so amazing. It like melted my face off.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very
That's a term. Yeah.
Very specific use of it.
The next one, I don't know how. I mean, maybe only one way I'd know how to use it. Maybe I'm old. It's a slide. I didn't know we didn't have a slide emoji.
I didn't either, actually. But now I don't know why I would ever use a slide emoji.
I guess sliding into your DMs.
Yeah. Oh, maybe because, ooh. See, I think a slide, and then I think of trying to make it sexy, and I think like of a wet slide.
That too. Like a slip and slide. They need a slip and slide.
Yeah, like water dripping down. I'm going to slide.
Oh, the article says, did you know that in Australia, a slide is also known as a slippery dip?
I did not know that, actually.
I did not.
Okay.
Someone's like, but hey, you don't need to be Australian to see the sexy potential of an object designed to offer just the right amount of friction to be fun. Wow, I think it's a stretch.
Now I want to have sex on a slide. Damn. Okay. Let's go.
Do you want to have
or
sex
on a slippery dip, I should say.
On a slide, like on top of it or as you're sliding down? Because I feel like you'd have to go down a really big slide for it to
stay.
Yeah.
Maybe like continue to slide and then you're just stuck at the bottom. So.
Mm-hmm. So this one is pregnant everyone. Like all, because we already have a pregnant woman. This one has pregnant men. Not only is it inclusive because there are trans men that are able to get pregnant, but it also, I love the term like, oh damn it, I'm pregnant, like when something so sexy happens, like pregnant, like I love that.
Do guys use that expression?
I've heard some guys use it too, just
really?
Like, oh, my brovaries. Oh, I died when I heard that one. Come on, it is a good one.
Brovaries. Yeah, but if J-Rub's ever used that expression, I would not get turned on.
I mean, it's not so much like a turn on per se. It's
because they're supposed to be like horny emojis and like a pregnant woman, man, non-binary, anything like does not turn me on.
Although I did know a guy who had like a pregnant woman fetish. Like he thought pregnant women were super sexy.
Yeah, I've heard that fetish before too, which is, I mean, good for the pregnant women. And I mean, maybe it can be hot if like you're trying to get pregnant or like...
I'm still thinking of
your future, but like if someone just sends me a pregnant person emoji, I'm not like, oh yeah.
I might send it to you and be like, girl, that's so hot, you made me pregnant. I think that's honestly the only way I'd use it.
Okay.
The next one is a lotus flower. What does that look like? Just Google Georgia or O'Keeffe. I have to make sure not to say the wrong word there. O'Keeffe.
Yeah, see, I would never think of that as sexy, but I could see how people could. There's a lot of leaves going on. Like, there's a lot happening.
Georgia O'Keeffe is?
No.
She is a famous painter who painted a lot of flowers, and they look like lady parts.
Did she mean to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, normally when people draw a flower, I'm not like, that looks like a lady part.
Although I did get, once I was really stoned looking at my flower tattoos, and I honestly thought they were vaginas.
This bit.
I was so stoned.
I hope someday I look at my lady part and think it looks like a flower. I mean, I know it smells like one, but and tastes like one.
But yeah, just Google Georgia O'Keeffe sometime. And yeah, a lot of her stuff looks like lady parts. I don't know if you could see.
Oh, kind of. They don't really look like flowers.
Yeah, they don't.
They just look like scribbles.
Yeah.
And like a lot of different lines.
But honestly, I could definitely see the Flotus like it says, I cannot be clear enough that referring to someone's the lady part on the outside as their flower, cause some people will call it that.
Oh, that's a nice word for it.
It's just about as sexy as actually using the real term, but someone, it's a blossoming flower. I think if you don't go too deep into it, it looks cooler than it sounds.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if I'll use that one either, though.
I might, maybe. We'll see. That one's a maybe for me.
Damn, you're going to be sexting all these pregnant people and flowers.
Right. Just confuse the hell out of everyone.
Yeah, they're going to have to Google, what does this mean?
There is the new one. There is a palm up and a palm down. So there's one where like a palm of the hand palms is facing downward, and there's one with like the hand facing up, I guess. There is a sensual quality to the gently curled and spread fingers here. The palm up version is perfectly poised to be cupping something, while the palm down looks like you're ready to gently brush across an expanse of bare skin.
Ooh. Okay, now if you do that description and that voice to any of these, I will be down to use.
Right. I do like the one with the palm up.
I like the palm up for sure.
Because it does look like it's cupping something, and that cracks me up. I think that like imagery is just hilarious.
Just a little hold.
It's not sexy. It's just funny.
For ya.
It's like, here you go. Got a little rest here. The next one is they got three little like kidney beans.
Oh, that's funny.
That just
there's an expression I never use it. I
don't say it.
Hilarious when people say it because it's not sexy to me at all. But I love that there's an emoji now.
I hate that phrase. Like, there's very few things that like make me cringe.
Yeah.
Like, people hate moist. I don't mind it.
I'm cool with moist.
But that specific bean term, I hate it. I'm just like, ooh. Especially when someone's actually trying to be sexy about it. It's like, can you not?
Oh, no. It's just going to be like a laughable, like, thing
and
if you're gonna say that.
The Sahara. This one, I always forget it's a thing. I think it's from K-pop, people who listen to K-pop who really like it. It's where you put your fingers and you make your finger hearts. So you take your thumb and your pointer finger, and so you make, here you go, here's a finger heart.
You see? Yeah, it? And I love hearts, and I didn't know about this. And it like kind of looks like one, sort of, if you really like maybe squint and don't have the best eyesight.
Right. Hold on. There you go.
That's a stretch. Okay, that's a really lopsided looking heart, girl.
Oh, it's a lighting. It's weird. Anywho.
My thumb is bigger than my index finger, okay?
Yeah, I got fatty thumbs.
Don't hate.
I think I saw this and I had to look it up. I'm like, what the hell is this person doing? Or had to go to the comments. And I totally forgot about it until just now.
So it's just kind of mean like love? Like I love you?
Like love you. I think that's cute. It's like instead of doing both hands, like, you know, maybe we're just millennials, but we used to do the two hand.
But that actually heart. Could look like a heart if you try hard enough.
Oh,
Vicky needs work. Vicky's needs work. She's showing me this heart and it looks a little rough.
It looks better from this way.
Yeah, it looks way better from your side.
From my
angle. Right.
Yep. From when you, anyways. The last one.
Okay, so that's kind of loving and then not as
cute.
Sexy, sort of.
Right. This one I kind of like. I didn't really think about it until someone just wrote the description. It is a saluting face. It looks like a serious emoji, like straight face giving a salute.
Oh.
And it says, sir, yes, sir.
Oh, that's like aye-aye. Got it.
Well, aye-aye makes it feel like SpongeBob saying,
aye-aye, Captain.
Sir, yes, sir, sounds like, hey,
oh,
yes,
so it's supposed to be sexy. Oh, yeah, we're doing sexy. See, that doesn't seem sexy to me at all.
If you're in a dom sub situation, the yes, sir, yes, mistress, you know, yes, ma'am.
Oh. It's a whole thing. Not in those situations.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It's sexy. It's sexy.
It's sexy, but not to Sarah.
Yeah, I guess not.
Is there like a certain... So I was watching this new show called Peacemaker. I don't think you're watching it, are you?
I love it. I binged the crap out of it this weekend.
Okay, so yay, you're on it. It is so funny. And then there was a part where they were texting each other like, hell yeah, like hands up, praise.
Yes,
and
that's where this huge debate came from that I posted on my Instagram about the praise emoji.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a sec. But one of the guys just sends like a random mermaid dude emoji every time. What's his name? I forget his name.
The vigilante?
Vigilante, yes. He just sends a mermaid emoji, and it's like, because it can mean something cool. It can mean bad. It can mean great. Whatever. It can mean anything. They're like, what's the point? It's like, eh, there's no point. But I love that. Him. I love that that's just like his random emoji that he uses. But yeah. What is this with the whole, like, praise hands? Like, what are you talking about?
So when they, in the show, when they were doing that text exchange or whatnot, that the peacemaker, I think, did the
like praise, two hands up.
The two hands up. Which I always thought was kind of like a praise you, like a hallelujah, kind of like another word for like, thank you. Like, oh, thank you so much. Like, you're like helping me out.
I was thinking like, hell yeah, yay. Like,
well, I mean, there's a lot of definitions or people have for it. But my fiance, or I said that or something, my fiance goes, that doesn't mean praise you. That's a double high five. And I was like, mind blown. So I had to like ask everybody else, what does this emoji mean to you? And I got I got a lot of praise you. I got a lot of like, hell yeah. I got touchdown. I got a double high five.
Touchdown makes sense.
There was so, he was like, it means a double high. And I use that emoji all the time. But I always use it as kind of like a praise you, like thank you kind of thing. And he's like, no, the thank you is the prayer.
Which honestly, that looks more of a hand high five.
Right, like you're high-fiving yourself.
Or somebody else. It's like just a close-up.
So there was so many people sliding my DMs. Everybody had their own different opinion on what it was, what it wasn't. A lot of people did not agree with J-Rubs, which I was so into. But if you type praise on an iPhone, nothing comes up. If you type touchdown, nothing comes up. If you type yes and double high-five or just high-five, that emoji comes up.
So I think it's both.
Yeah, but then people slid in who have an Android and was like, well, Apple users are just wrong because the Android users text, like, commented or messaged me and was like, no, you say praise and that comes up too. And I'm like, okay, I'm just confused.
So, I'm curious. So I do, every now and then I'll do the speech function when I just want to listen to see if something sounds okay.
Okay.
So I think I could do that with emojis because I've done that where an emoji's been on their sad face or whatever.
Well, you just type it out and then they give you, like, what emoji you should use.
Right. But I'm curious to see what their first go-to is.
Yeah, so try praise.
Or speak. Okay.
Hands with medium skin tone raised in celebration.
Oh, I do. I do the brown. But it's like raised in celebration. So they're celebrating.
Yeah. Huh. See, I guess they're all like kind of on the same wavelength, but like I would never be using that much. Like I would never be double high-fiving everyone all the time if I thought it was a double high five.
Right.
Because they have the little kind of stars like, above it. Yeah,
right.
So I thought it was more like, oh,
yeah, same.
Hallelujah, you're the best. Thank you so much.
I feel like if they needed to do a double high five, they should have been like high-fiving someone else at the same time. Like two.
See,
so
right?
Four hands, right?
Yeah, so that part of that show caused this whole stir. And he continues to make fun of me because he's like, it's a high five.
It's raised in celebration. So it's like praise or celebrating, like a touchdown. I feel like it could be all of that.
Yeah.
So he's not wrong, but he's not right either.
I don't want it to be a double high five because I don't want to be double high fiving everyone left and right.
But like, I mean, it says raised in celebration. Didn't say anything about a high five. So you can just play the speech function to him and see what he
says. Play the speech function.
Like, hey.
Okay, he screenshotted me like all the different tries for it. He was in the bathroom and I just get text after text after text of everything when you type it and it doesn't show up as it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And this was like hours after watched the show.
Let me see if I can do because I usually do the tan skin one because I'm Mexican.
I mean, yeah, it's all like the same.
Let's do the standard one without the tan skin.
Why?
Hands raised in celebration.
Yeah, just hands raised in celebration.
Well, yeah, why would it be different if it was tan or not?
Because it did. Didn't you hear that? Look, listen. Come on, speak it.
Speak.
Or forever hold your peace. Fine.
So you're typing in praise, right?
No, I'm actually typing. I do the emoji. Oh, sorry. Timer.
Oh, I'm like, what? Is someone calling me?
It means the show's almost over.
Oh, like it doesn't say like.
Yeah, no, I literally do the hands and I highlight
touchdown
it.
Touchdown or anything.
And then I hit speak. And this is with a tan skin. No, mother effer. I texted the wrong thing. You can shut your mouth. You're the one that had an argument about this.
Oh, it was. Oh, my God. So many people had a different opinion.
Hands with medium skin tone raised in celebration.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing, but just a different skin tone.
No, I know, but I was trying to, like, really hear it.
And he's Mexican, too, so his would be that color as well.
If he wanted it to
be. It would just be the same.
They need to have a green skin tone so I can be a zombie.
I just always use the yellow one because
It's standard.
Just the default one.
But
yeah, but yep. That was like a big. So what does that emoji mean to you guys?
Like, but is there an emoji you like to use just randomly?
Randomly?
Like, that's just like your emoji.
No, the one I use probably the most is the hug one, which I guess people didn't know was a hug one and just thought it was a person like being surprised or like with arms. Yeah, but I've always known. Or jazz hands. I've always known it's a hug. So when I was shocked that people didn't know it was a hug, I'm like, what do you guys think I'm doing? Just like, woo, bedazzle, like little hands. Like, what? No, it's a hug.
It's one of those, like, I did know it was a hug, forgot about it, and I just kind of assumed, like, yay, jazz
hands. And that one I had to, like, make sure I typed in hug.
You are right.
So I was like, okay.
You are definitely right.
That's the one I definitely use probably the most.
The two I use the most, and I'm very embarrassed about one of them because, like, apparently that's how you can tell someone's a millennial or older. It's the the face, the laughing face with the tears coming out.
Oh, yeah. I use that one a lot, too.
Yeah. Apparently, like, you're older if you use that.
Well, what do they use? That's like,
I don't know.
Funny.
I try to do the same one, but without the tears. So it makes me feel a little less old.
Oh, yeah. With the one with kind of open mouth.
Yeah. Just the ha ha ha.
And but with the tears, do you use the straight face or the crooked face one?
Depending how funny it is.
Crooked face is more funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I am rolling on the ground laughing.
I really wonder what the one, like how they use to convey that, because I love that emoji.
I'm going to have to ask. I know some teenagers or friends who have teenagers. I got to ask a few questions.
Yeah. Keep us hip.
But the other one I use a lot is the smiley face with like the little, like it looks like a teardrop on its forehead.
Yeah. You do that one a lot too.
Which a lot of people don't know what it's like for me, what it means. Like, 'cause I watched a lot of anime growing up. When a character would do that, it's kind of like an embarrassed, like,
yeah, yeah. I think that's what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So some people are like, what are you doing? Are you sweating? I'm like, no.
Well, sweating a little because you're like
nervous, like,
and nervous or embarrassed. You're like, oops, my bad. Yeah.
But I feel like I use those two the most. And then I do a lot of the like face palm.
The face palm. Dude, I love the face palm one.
Same. But we want to know if there is an emoji that you love to use randomly. Is it the mermaid guy? Is it something else?
Ooh, or what emoji do you find sexy? Even if it's not sexy.
Or maybe you just have a different opinion on like emojis. Like, do you agree with Sarah? Do you agree with J-Rubs? Or
yeah, what does that emoji mean? My friend used to use the one with the fist bump a lot. That was like her sexy emoji.
Did it mean something else?
Now that I think about it years later,
if it's supposed to be the sexy one, like,
see,
I'm just gonna thank you for joining us this week.
Bye.
Bye.